The following is a duplicate of tape 1, side 1 of an interview with Hong Yam Liu, conducted for the Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project.
March 27, 1980. This is the Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. My name is Bernice Sam. I'm about to interview Mr. Hong Yam Liu. Mr. Liu, do you want to do it in English or Chinese? English.
Either way.
All right, do it in English then. Yeah. Will you give me your name and address, Mr. Liu?
Hong Yam Liu, I just give it to you. No. And then 910 Figueroa Terrace in LA 90012.
Mr. Liu, where were your parents born? Where did they come from?
Well, they come from China.
Which part of China?
Taishan, Guangdong Taishan.
Oh, what did your father do when he was in China?
I don't know. I ain't born yet. He just went to China not too long.
No, your father was born in China, but
yeah.
When did he come to America?
I don't know when.
Where were you born, Mr. Liu?
Taishan and Guangdong, China.
Oh. How old were you when you came to America?
16 years old.
Oh. Why did you come to America?
Well, my father brought me to America.
Oh, your father.
Yeah.
What was your father doing in America?
Well, he had a laundry and business.
Mm-hmm. When you were in China, did you go to school?
Yeah, I go to Chinese school, yeah. And then I learned a few words of English, too.
Oh, then you, your father brought you over to America. Did your mother come, too?
No.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
None.
So you're the only one?
Yeah, I'm the only one, yeah.
So after you came to America, what did you do?
I just go to school.
Which school did you go to?
My father paid for one person and teach me how to speak English, and after that, and then I go to the grammar school.
Mm. How long did you have a private tutor?
About two or three months.
Mm-hmm. Then when you first went to public school, what kind of school was it? Was it an elementary school? Grammar school?
Grammar school, yeah.
Where about was this school?
32nd Street School.
Oh. How did you graduate from elementary school?
No, I went up to fourth grade.
And what happened?
And then my age and then they sent me to the outdoor school.
Oh yeah, that's right. Then when you're 18,
But I was 16, and then I get a job, and then I get a job, a books a part-time job for in the Chinese laundry, and I get away from my father.
Why did you want to get away from your father?
I can't get along with him.
Oh, then you, when you were 16, you got a part-time job, and did you go to adult school?
Yeah.
You did? Then how long did you stay at adult school?
I don't remember.
About how many years?
About two years.
Two years?
Yeah, maybe more, I don't know. I've got 2 years, yeah.
Then after you quit adult school, what did you do?
Working in a Chinese laundry.
How long did you work in a laundry then?
Oh, different places. I worked with laundry for a long time. Let's see. I'm 33 to 41. Hey, when did you bomb Pearl Harbor?
41.
Yeah, 41, yeah.
Uh-huh. Then, were you married then?
No, I'm single.
How many Chinese laundry houses were there in Chinatown?
Huh?
Did you work in Chinatown, a laundry place?
No, I'm on American and territory.
Oh. Do you happen to know many Chinese who own laundry houses?
Yeah, but I don't know their name. Mm. But some of them, they close up, no. Mm.
Did you work in a big place, a laundry place?
Yeah.
How many people were working there?
Six or seven people. Mm-hmm.
Did you like the boss that you work for?
Yeah.
The people that you work with, did you get along with them?
I had to.
How much were you getting at that time?
Well, I don't get very much, but I think I put in the work. I got a school job only $6 a week. That's a long time ago. That's 1932 or 30, something like that, yeah.
But when you,
I don't know.
When you work full time, how much were you getting all day long?
About $8.
No, eight. When you work all day long, $8 a day?
$8 a day. No, no, a week, not a day.
All day long you, go,
yeah,
you get
six,
only $8?
Six days a week, yeah.
Oh. Then, did you get more pay later on?
No, after I worked and then after I opened a laundry business for myself.
Oh. Now, when you were working for somebody, did you eat at the store and live at the store?
Yeah, they get a living quarter, yeah.
Uh-huh. They furnish you a living quarters.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. And they furnish the meal, too.
Uh-huh. So then later on you open up your own laundry shop. Where about was that laundry?
Normal MU near Vermont.
Normandy?
No, Norman.
Norman near Vermont.
Yeah.
How long did you?
I don't know if it's Norman or Normal. I forgot that the name of the street.
Mm-hmm.
That's near the City College.
Uh-huh. How long did you have that store?
No, not too long. I don't know if you, about 4 months and I sold it.
Why did you sell the store?
I don't like it. I've been long up by myself all day.
Oh, I see. Yeah. It was a small place then.
Yeah, a small place,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did you make any money or did you lose money when you sold the store?
No, I don't make no money on it.
Uh-huh. Then after you sold the store, what did you do?
Let's see, after when I sold the store. I forgot. In the 40s. After I sold the store, I think, I go to work again, work in the Chinese laundry again, I think.
I see. Now, you have been away from China for so long. Did you ever miss China?
Yeah, I went back there in 1947 July. And I come back here and come back to USA in October in 1948.
Mm-hmm.
I stayed a year and 4 months in China.
A year and 4 months?
Yeah.
What did you do in China? Did you see your mother?
Oh, I went up there and I got married.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got...
Was your mother still there?
No, she passed away during the World War II.
Oh.
And then she was spy charged by the Japs.
Mm-hmm.
And the Japs poisoned her and then they can't get the medicine. And then she's just suffering until she did.
Mm-hmm.
She died, yeah.
So that happened during the Second World War?
Yeah, during the Second World War, the Japs, yeah.
So was your father, where was your father then?
My father's in Los Angeles.
Oh. So, do you have your family with you now?
No.
Your family is in China?
No, I don't have no family, no.
But I thought you said you went back to get married.
Yeah, but she was... I support her, and I'm not in 1962 when she got pregnant with somebody else in Hong Kong, so I stopped sending her with the money. Mm-hmm. And then that's the end of the marriage. Mm-hmm.
So, now, right now, do you associate mostly with Chinese or non-Chinese?
I associate anybody.
No, your friends, are they mostly Chinese or Chicanos or black?
Oh, well, when I work in, and then they had all kinds of the people, that, but now I mostly are Chinese.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel more Chinese or American?
I feel more Chinese.
During the Second World War, what did you do in 1941?
I was started not a long vision, not in, 37 until 41, I sold it and then worked in the Chinese laundry again. Mm-hmm. After when they bombed Pearl Harbor, I went to the defense school, learned how to be a welder.
Oh.
So after that, and then they drafted me, and then they gave me 4 years, and then I went to work in a California Shipbuilding Company.
Oh, in Wilmington.
Yeah, Wilmington. Uh-huh. I worked for them for 2 years, and then I quit that. And then I went to San Francisco to work in the Bethlehem Steel shipyard. Mm-hmm. And then after that, then I don't get along with that yard. Then I went to the medicine line for pie fitter helper. And about 2 weeks, I don't like it. I quit. And then I go get another job. Go to the union, get another job working. The United Engineering Company.
Mm-hmm.
And until the war's over, and they laid me off, and then so a lot of people laid off. The People Council, this defense contract.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people that were in our job.
Uh-huh. So during those 4 years, war years, did you see anything different? Did you, you were just working or?
I'm just working, yeah. I work in United Engineering in San Francisco on Pier 20. I work there 10 hours a day. I think it's a lot of days, 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long hour, it's a long day too.
During your working years, did you find that other people were hostile to you because you were Chinese?
What do you mean hostile?
Hostile. 即是好歧視你咁啊?
No. No,
none.
No, some of them do, but some of them, those Americans, they like Chinese, they fight among themselves, they put them off, and don't let them near me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, same thing in every shipyard. Mm-hmm.
You seem to get along with the Americans very well.
Some of them do, some of them not. Some of the bad ones, they not even get along by their own ways.
True.
Yeah, those bad people, you can't get along with them. And they want to boss everybody when he know, and I hate that number. Somebody in the boss in my head, I don't like it.
Mm-hmm. So after the Second World War, what did you do, Mr. Liu?
Well, I worked in the shipyard until the war's over.
Yes, then after that, what did you do?
Oh, I was unemployed, collect the unemployment offer, and then insurance. And for a couple of months, and then I come back in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And then I come back in L.A. and then I go to school.
What kind of school did you go to?
Go to Frank Wiggins.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They turned down. I don't know what they were. They
used to be called Frank Wiggins, huh?
Yeah.
It's a trade school.
Yeah, trade school.
And what did you learn there?
I went there and learned drafting.
Oh. Then what else? Did you stay there to finish?
No, I didn't finish. And then I stayed there for a while, and then I get apply for this visa with the visa, and then after when I get a visa, I went back to China.
Oh, what year did you go back to China? 40, 40,
40 no, 40, after 40, the 40, war. Yeah, 40, June, and then in July, and then the operation in Hong Kong.
But what year? 19?
For 47. 1947.
And how long did you stay in Hong Kong?
No, I don't stay in Hong Kong, not very long, but I went to England to live in Tosanto Village.
You went to visit?
Yeah, visit for my the family. Mm-hmm. And then I got a stepmother.
In a village?
Yeah. And then my grandmother too.
Oh my goodness! In 1947, you still had your grandmother and stepmother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Were they nice to you?
Yeah, not too bad. Mm-hmm. It's all right.
Then after 1947, what did you do in America to make a living?
Well, just go to school and then draw my unemployment insurance out, and then have to draw the money out from the bank. And then maybe try to finish the school, but after that, and then I go to the law school too, and then that.
Oh, you went to law school?
Yeah, that's what they call a law school, but that belonged to socialist and labor party. Mm-hmm. They're teaching all kind of laws and different laws that they're teaching, and the communism and democracy and all in the past.
Then how long did you stay there?
Oh, let's see. I think about 6 months.
Uh-huh. Then did you finish the course or what?
Yeah, the end of the course, and then I go back to the. In the daytime, I go to the driving school, and at nighttime, go to the law school.
Mm-hmm. What were you planning to do after you finished the law school?
I just practice it. I just go to school. That's all. I went back to China. I thought that they teach me all about the communism. Mm-hmm. And then the
second time you went back to China.
No, this was
the first time,
yeah. Uh-huh. And then the poor people like communism, mm-hmm. and then those wealthy people, they hate them, so what, but they made me sick like a dog, such a rich people. Mm-hmm. And then I quit the talking about it.
Mm-hmm. Then you came back to America.
Yeah, after that, then I got married, and I forget all about those politics. Mm-hmm.
So after then, what else did you do in Los Angeles? Oh, by the way, when were you born? How old are you?
Oh, on August 5th, 1914.
1914. That makes how old are you? You're
65.
65. You look very young for 65.
And then that come in August, I'll be 66.
Oh, you look very young. So then, what did you do before you retired? You came back from China in 1947.
Oh, 48. Mm-hmm. I got an odd job that time. And then for a while, and then I went to the Merchant Marine.
Oh, what year? About what year you went to the Merchant Marine?
49. And then, but the jobs are not steady, on and off.
Oh. 49, you went to Marine?
Yeah, Merchant Marine, and then go overseas.
So, how long did you stay in the Merchant Marine?
Off and on, I think about 6 or 7 months. I forgot. Yeah. And to get a job in Honeysport Naval Shipyard in San Francisco.
Oh, then you went back to the shipyard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and after went back to the shipyard, and then when they gave me the 90 days, of a temporary appointment. Exactly 90 days, they laid me off again.
Oh.
And then after that, I just keep on waiting for to go back to the Merchant Marine. And on and off, and I get sick, and then I get sick, and then I quit, and I come back in L.A. ever since. the end of 1951. I come back in L.A.
Mm. And what did you do after 1951?
Oh, I got a job in Takata Aircraft for three years and a half.
Oh, you worked there for three and a half years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they lay me off. They lay off until the 5 years of seniority. Mm-hmm. I only get 3.5 years, and then the third week they laid off more than 3,000 people. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of people laid off.
Yes,
too.
I should say.
Yeah. See, every week in the first week, and they lay off almost 2,000. Mm-hmm.
So how did you feel when you see so many people being laid off, and you were one of those who were laid off? How did you feel?
Oh, I just go to some other aircraft looking for a job. They don't have it. I just went withdrawing on my employment and insurance. Mm-hmm.
Then after that unemployment insurance ran out, what did you do?
I went off. Let's see. I worked in a dry cleaner. Dry cleaner, learned to be a dry cleaner. Mm-hmm. But they pay me too low a wages. So I got a job. And then I get a job in Chrysler at a corporation, the Chrysler car, mm-hmm. cars corporation.
What did you do there at Chrysler?
At assembler.
Oh, and how long did you stay with that job?
over 3.5 years.
Oh, that's a long time.
Yeah.
Then what happened?
And they got another layoff. They lay off a lot of people I think in March or something like that, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I keep on drawing employment insurance, uh-huh. and then I look for a job, and then I get a job in the Royal Aircraft in San Diego.
Aircraft in San Diego?
Yeah, in Chula Vista.
Oh.
Yeah. But 9 miles from San Diego.
That's right. How long did you work there?
Well, I worked there a little year and a half, and then I signed the lease for the opening of another laundry in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. But after that, I got too much business, and then I got a poor help, so I sold it and looked for another job again. That's all. Yes.
So did you make some money at this laundry place?
No, I don't make nothing on it.
But you said you had a whole lot of business, but no help.
Yeah, no help. Yeah, I got help, but they're too lazy. Mm-hmm. They're too slow, and I can't keep it up. I have to achieve 7 o'clock in the morning and work until 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, and I can't do it.
No.
Yeah,
then after that, you sold the laundry and worked for another.
And then I keep looking for another job.
What kind of job did you land this time?
Oh, I look for the aircraft. Mm-hmm.
Well, what kind of job did you get?
And after that, then I couldn't get none, and I went to San Francisco and go to the welding school.
Mm-hmm. Welding.
Yeah, welding. I get a job in the welding school until the end of the last week. And then my employment is all out, and so I went and looked for a job, and I got a job in Benicia. Benicia, that's a Yuba manufacturing in steel.
What do they manufacture? What?
The steel fabricating and the structural, yeah.
Uh-huh. So how long did you stay there?
Let's see.
How long did you stay there?
I think that about 5 months.
Oh.
And then they don't pay me on the holidays. They want to cut my step back. and then made less money and they're working in the winter time. So I quit and I went to San Francisco and I go to the union and get another job in some other stores, some other steel fabricating companies. I worked there, about 6 or 7 months, and then off and on, and the jobs are not steady. But after that, and then somebody told me that the Maryland Navy Shipyard, they opened for jobs, so I went there to get one. I worked there about nearly 2.5 years, and then I got a reduction in force. So I was, and then after that, then they gave me 90 days, and then I'm out of the job. So I got a career conditional, and then I got a seniority, and then they bombed the people in those temporary appointment. So I went to continue my job, and then my service time. I went to Hunters Point for about 7 months. And then the people, they said that in Maryland, they get a lot of jobs coming in, so I went back to Maryland. Mm-hmm. And not in, let's see, I got transferred from 63 and then 64, I think. And then 64, and, I forgot, I think April or something like that. And then I went back to Maryland Naval Shipyard. And after that, and then I don't like it, I went to San Francisco again. And I made my career, I went to San Francisco, and then worked for Hunters Point Navy. And again, I worked there 3.5 years, I got 10 years in service. And then reduction in force. And then they lay off a lot of people too. And then I got changed, and they come back in L.A. And then looking for a job for a while, and then until the Long Beach Navy Shipyard, and then get a temporary appointment job to work, and then I work until I get the permanent, and then I work for the welders again, and I work until 1977 in September, the 30th, and then I quit and retired.
Mm-hmm. How old were you when you retired?
63.
63?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, what do you feel, how do you feel about your life's work? Have you enjoyed yourself working at many different places?
Yeah.
Have you met a lot of people?
In the one neighborhood, they got eight or nine thousand people. That's a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I can't remember. Just meet them and forget them. That's all. different people. I can't remember all the names.
Yeah, but I know.
Yeah.
But then you have met a lot of people. You had fun working with them.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And.
I don't get along with them, and I just ask the boss to get another job.
Oh,
that's all. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you retired 63?
No, 77.
Oh, 70. No, you retired at the age of 63.
Yeah, age 63, yeah.
So what have you been doing since you have retired?
Nothing. Every day.
I see.
I enjoy it for myself.
Uh-huh. You are drawing a retirement.
Yeah, I draw ever since, yeah. From federal, the federal employee, and then Social Security both.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's it. Until now, I don't do nothing yet.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to go to work if there is one offer for you?
I don't know. I don't know. It depends what kind.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever regret going into the laundry business?
No more.
No regret. I mean, do you regret?
No.
Yes, you none.
No.
No. Do you regret ever going into the factory work?
No.
So in another word, you have enjoyed your work.
Yeah, I'm
whatever
enjoy it, yeah.
You happen to be doing.
Well, I have to enjoy it, because when the work and the boss put me on the job, I have to finish the job until they give me another one. Sometimes, and then the job's too tough, and then they take terms, and then I work there for one day, and then the next day for somebody else. Mm-hmm. Some of them very dirty place and a small place, I can't stand to work there every day, so that the people take turns.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then instead of just put the one person do the dirty work and the hard work on and on every day.
Mm-hmm.
The people, they don't like it that way.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
Now, do you remember much about your mother?
Mm-hmm.
Was she a kind woman?
Yes, yeah, she's kind to me, yeah.
Did you ever send money back to her before the Second World War?
Yeah. I sent money to support her, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But how come your father did not send money to support her?
No, he sent money too. Oh. I don't know what he does, but I work in a different town that during the time.
Oh.
Yeah, and then he's gamble. When he get lost, he get mad. He get mad at everybody, especially me, and I can't get along with him.
Oh, I see.
So I just stay away from him.
So your father is not here anymore, of course.
No, he passed away in 1975.
Oh, just rather recently.
Yeah, November 30th.
How